Earlier this month, the U.S. Supreme Court decided a case whose end result was probably cheered only by about 70 people, the members of the Westboro Baptist Church, located in Topeka, Kansas. In this case, Snyder v. Phelps, Chief Justice John Roberts, in an 8-1 decision, held that the First Amendment rights of these members allowed them to protest across the street from the 2006 funeral of U.S. Marine Lance Corporal Matthew Snyder, a young soldier who was killed in Iraq. The case began as a humble tort law case brought by Snyder's father against Westboro, its founder Fred Phelps, and other Phelps family members, alleging intentional infliction of emotional distress. This cause of action requires the defendant to have engaged in extreme and outrageous behavior that shocks the conscience and goes beyond the bounds of human decency. In this case, defendants picketed the funeral with signs reading, "God hates the USA, thank God for 9/11, God hates you, and thank God for dead soldiers." Accordingly, a jury awarded Mr. Snyder several $1 million in damages. However, Phelps and the other defendants appealed on the basis that the verdict infringed upon their First Amendment right to free speech. Free speech is protected by the Constitution, but not all speech is protected equally. Speech involving public figures or public concerns is most protected, but private and commercial speech is not. For example, Jerry Falwell, a public figure, was not allowed to prevail on an emotional distress claim against Hustler magazine for publishing an extremely offensive story purportedly written by Falwell. The Snyders are private figures, and to them, Matthew's funeral was a matter of private concern. However, to Westboro, the protest focused on matters of public concern that they had been voicing for decades. Phelps and his followers, almost all of whom are related to him, believe that God is punishing the United States, particularly for this country's tolerance of homosexuals, including such tolerance in the U.S. military. Westboro communicates this message by protesting at various places, most notably funerals, carrying signs with the short but hurtful message that God hates the deceased. To Westboro, every soldier's death is evidence that God hates the U.S. military, and every American's death is evidence that God hates America for its various sins. But if freedom of speech is going to work, it has to work for everyone, even the ones we hate to hear. Therefore, the Supreme Court agreed that Westboro's demonstration, held quietly and at some distance, was public in nature and therefore protected by the Constitution. Chief Justice Roberts acknowledged that though Westboro believes the U.S. to be morally flawed, many Americans would say the same for Westboro. However, in what will become a frequently quoted passage in free speech jurisprudence, Roberts concluded, "Speech is powerful. It can stir people to action, move them to tears of both joy and sorrow, and, as it did here, inflict great pain. On the facts before us, we cannot react to that pain by punishing the speaker. As a nation, we have chosen a different course, to protect even hurtful speech on public issues, to ensure that we do not stifle public debate." This is Christine Hurt.